In Nairobi, Kenya, when friends want to celebrate a birthday, the end of bachelorhood, or a graduation, they eat goat. It's a communal and culinary tradition in Nairobi called Nyama Choma, literally roasted meat. NPR's John Burnett sent us this postcard on Kenyan barbecue.
A lazy Saturday afternoon in Nairobi finds three old college chums at the Sagret Hotel's popular Nyama Choma place. They sidle up to a refrigerated glass case, inside of which are displayed piles of various cuts of fresh kid goat, from hind legs to ribs to glistening plates of offal.
He's asking about what we're ordering.
He asked about the blood sausage, because I had ordered it earlier and it's ready.
Should we start with that?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Eric Mungai, a computer services businessman, orders in Swahili, then stakes out a table. Under thatched awnings, people are clustered around tabletops covered with bottles of Tusker beer and plates of roasted goat, which they're putting away with enormous gusto. In the kitchen, a sweating cook named Mwangi bastes our blood sausage and intestines in a tray of salt water, then throws it on the grill over glowing coals. The grill man brings the charred hors d'oeuvres to the table and cuts them up for the friends to snack on while they introduce a foreigner to the culture of Nyama Choma. Eric Mungai.
Anytime there's Nyama Choma, everyone's happy. But I guess it's a lot like barbecue. You don't barbecue for yourself. You call some friends or family over. It's not a thing that one does on his own. It's considered to be a communal thing.
Nyama Choma is also ritual. When a man from the Kikuyu tribe marries, there is roasted goat at the wedding feast. He's handed a knife, often dull, courtesy of his new in-laws, with which he must sever the shoulder joint with the entire wedding party looking on. This comes from Umburu Karanja, a beer marketer who was about to be wed. He was holding court at a neighboring table with friends so that he could practice the all-important Nyama Choma slice.
So you have to be able to cut through the meat, cut through the ligaments, cut through the bone and talk it through in one swoop.
With hundreds of people watching.
Yes.
What if you don't do it in one cut?
It's the unthinkable.
The wedding can be pulled off.
Yes. It's actually a test of your manhood.
All over Nairobi on this Saturday, Nyama Choma dens are packed with people quaffing Tusker and devouring grilled meat. Some places offer beef, chicken, and lamb. If you know where to look, you can even get illegal zebra and wildebeest meat. Kenyans eat so much Nyama Choma that it's affecting their health. Kenyan men who overindulge on roasted meat and beer can develop gout. But rather than fretting over the painful joints the condition causes, it can be considered a sort of badge of honor. Gout is, after all, known as the rich man's disease, says Kamau Gachigi, an engineering professor who's sitting at our table.
Now that we're living in modern times, people want to have meat as much as they can. It's something that's very desirable, but as I said, not everybody can afford it, so it's still suitably called the rich man's disease. It's not that common.
After 45 minutes, the roasted legs of goat arrive on a cutting board. The grill man, with quick, skilled slices that would impress any bride's family, debones the meat and cuts it into bite-sized pieces. With our fingers, we roll up balls of ugali, polenta-like corn mush, and press it next to the Nyama Choma, then dip it into little piles of salt, and finally dunk it into a spicy, tomatoey relish called kachumbari.
That is so good. That's really good.
The succulent meat is as good as the best Mexican cabrito I've ever tasted. Maybe better.
It's like a ritual, I'm telling you.
An hour and a half later, we push back from the table and slouch off into the balmy African afternoon, feeling stuffed, satisfied, and connected in a way that only a fantastic feast can bring about. John Burnett, NPR News, Nairobi.